from Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Dennis. How you doing?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Morning.
Doing great.
Just doing great.
Beautiful fall-like morning.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so we're glad to have you on board here. Before we want to jump into your topic, your chosen topic, which was air pressure, we got a couple of quick questions for you here. This came up last week. We had a little featurette, some comments that immediately let mechanics know that you're clueless about what's bothering your car. This particular one led us, I won't go through them because they're silly stuff, but one of them actually had a good point to it, and that is this. Talking about car batteries, why do we not have something available to the driver similar to what we have on the smoke detectors, that when our battery is getting low, you get a little chirp or another one of those little indicator lights come on or something.
Little honk.
But with modern batteries, they just stop instantly. But the batteries that are in our cars are the same kind of batteries, you know, in terms of chemical-wise, as pretty much as the ones that we put in our smoke detectors. What do you think?
Well, that's not a bad idea, and I'm not sure why. One of the as you said, one of the aspects of the batteries that we have today, after they've taken the lead out of them, is when they die, they die. You don't have any warning. They don't gradually get weaker. They just quit. So, yeah, it would be nice if you had some sort of a little bit of an early warning to let you know that that your battery is getting weak.
And you would also know where the chirping is coming from.
That's true.
And you wouldn't have to be wandering around a, you know, a parking lot going, is it that car? Is it? No, it's my car.
That's right. And you don't have to carry a ladder with you either to change it. But anyway.
Have you got any weird diagnoses that people bring in and go, well, it was raining yesterday and it didn't start today, so that's probably what it was.
Yeah, right, yeah. Oh, we hear all kinds of, I'll call them unusual theories on why cars need repair. But you still got to rely on good old-fashioned diagnostics. Use the equipment. Trace it down, see what the problem is.
There you go.
Well, one of these comments last week, clueless comments, says, I tried to fix it by putting air in the tires, but no dice. So since you wanted to talk about air pressure, let's segue into that and see what you got for
that's
us.
That's very appropriate for what I want to talk about today. We're getting into this, and today is a typical example of where we've got these nice, cool temperatures this morning, and it'll get up to the high 70s, low 80s this afternoon. And this has a pretty dramatic effect on the air pressure in our tires. They just naturally, because the cooler temperatures, they have a tendency to be compressed in the morning. So if you went out and checked your air pressure right now before you used the car, it would really be quite low. But after you drive just a few miles, it comes up to the normal air pressure that you need for operation. Now, where this comes into play is a lot of us have these air pressure monitoring systems on our cars, and we go out in the morning like this, and we put the key in the ignition and turn it on, and there's the old dreaded low air pressure light that's on. And this is just really a result of the low air pressure caused by the cooler temperatures. And usually, most of the systems, it resets itself when it does, when it gets above the set temperature for the air pressure, and it goes off. Regrettably, sometimes some of these systems, you have to manually reset it after it comes on that way, which is a little bit of a pain, because they all have, you know, they all have these rigmaroles you've got to go through to reset it. You have to stand on one foot and put a turkey under one arm.
Right, hold your tongue a certain way, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, just be advised that if any time you check your air pressure, you need to wait until you've driven the car a little bit and your tires get a little bit of warmth in them before you check it. And always you hear a lot of different opinions on this, but I've always been an advocate of putting the air pressure that's listed on the side of the tire in the tire, bring it to that temp, that pressure. because the pressure that they give you in your vehicle, you're not sure that you've got the same type of tires that were on the vehicle when it was manufactured. So they may have a different pressure than the one that's on the vehicle.
Right.
So it's always a good idea to go by the, in my humble opinion.
Where do you find that, Dennis?
It's right on the outside, on the sidewall of the tire. It'll have a number, and then PSI.
Okay.
To usually, what we do is when we check air pressure at the shop, we usually put about a little bit over 30 pounds. We found that this is most common. It may be a pound or two, one way or the other, on most vehicles. But that's the most common range of air pressure that we find. I recommend everybody to really, I mean, they're very inexpensive. Buy you a good little air pressure, manual air pressure gauge to have with you. Even if you've got a air pressure sensor system on your vehicle, it's not a bad idea to have a manual gauge. So if under other circumstances, if your air pressure light goes on, you can always get your manual gauge and check it to see if, in fact, a tire is low or if you're getting a false reading from the tire pressure sensors.
Okay,
they've
well,
got a bad habit of going out.
Good tips, great tips on air pressure and the kind of inflation that we can actually control. That's nice to know, too. So, Dennis Whittingham with Precision Tune Auto Care, tell us about your store.
Well, we're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6 Monday through Friday and 8 to 4 on Saturday. You can come by any time. You don't need an appointment. Or if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, feel free to give us a call. Our telephone number is 926-9500.
Dennis, thanks.
926-9500.
There we go. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Everybody be safe out there this morning.